Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Oh, shit! Kicked your ass again.
Right in the ass!
Right in the ass. Ooh, that hurts. I'm sorry we're saying ass so much, Lisa. I'm sorry.
I'm on maximum swearing tonight.
Maximum.
What are you talking about?
All the fucks and shits I can squeeze in, wherever I can fucking squeeze in those shits and fucks and shits. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God. Do we have a show in store for you?
Oh,
it's gonna
boy.
Be so good. You only have to suffer through like 40 minutes and then it's gonna be the best show you've ever seen.
It's, yeah. 45.
Then 45 minutes.
45. It'll kick your asses even more.
After those 45 minutes, it's gonna be the best two songs you've ever heard.
That's
Are you
right.
ready? Are you ready to get your asses kicked? Fucking shit.
More Like Radio!
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Dutch, look at the little things in these pictures, and I'm upset.
Why would you post this?
Look at the little things. This is Kevin from Alcohol by Volume, which is on, by the way, right before
Unsigned Hype.
Yeah, right.
He's our video guy as well.
Dutch, look at the old printer in the left. I have been obsessed with that old printer. It is an old school printer. Also to the left, Dutch, if you'll notice, there's an old Super Nintendo controller. Now, the piece de resistance is you look on the bottom left side, there's about 20 cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon on the side.
is that Pabst?
It looks like Pabst.
Pabst to me.
It looks like, I've seen a lot of cans of Pabst, and that looks like Pabst.
No. What you're failing to notice is the green bumper sticker from
I was about to say that!
What is up with the Macro Robotics bumper sticker
yep.
sticking on
and
a wall?
Then the
is that
cross.
A bunk bed?
Under the cross, next to a Nirvana sign. What's happening?
You can't be a man of science and a man of religion.
Now, also, Dutch, if you want to look on the right, look at the landline phone there, the cool landline phone. Right behind it, the old tube computer.
Well, yes. To be fair, those were technology of the time, so you can't bash him
way,
for that.
Yeah, it's definitely
but you can bash him for his black lipstick.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
Tell me I'm a fucking fruit.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
We got the refugees, all stars, rubber dubbing in the club.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is January 7th, 2014. Hold on, something good.
Shorty got back. There's some Indian in the wolf pack.
And besides, dirty cash talking to us. Buy the fake furs and take them to the FIBA.
Can I say something? Me and Dutch were fighting before the show, and Wyclef Jean's healing powers have complete. I was pissed up until I heard him rapping. I'm not even kidding. Up until I heard him, look at here. I was like, Wyclef, you know what you're doing. Wyclef.
I know when you're mad, and I'm like, hey, what's going to make Royce happy? A little Wyclef.
Hey, Dutch, do me a favor. Can you kick your send up, your personal send up a little bit? You're a little low.
Oh, okay. Hold on. But in the meantime, by the way, can you kick your personal send down a little bit?
Bro,
you're glaring at my headphones.
Don't fucking tell me what to do.
Well, you asked me one
thing.
Wait,
me and Marie or just both were.
It's all good. Yeah, you guys are blaring on my headphones at this point. But either way, thanks for listening, everybody. It's Dutch and Royce. It's obviously another Tuesday night, January 7th, like I said earlier. I am Joel Dutch, family. We're going to hear with Royce Lopez.
Hi, everybody.
And Marie Sarkeesian.
Hello.
And Mitchell Heil.
Hi.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Or you can hit us on Twitter, Joel Dutch, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, or Chim Heil.
Yeah, but like,
ladies, man, a businessman. Yeah. Down the shore, multi-million pension plan, but it ain't in my plan to make moves without the fan. Okay. Dude.
Okay.
How great was this album?
Amazing. Also, I wanted to start plugging this at the beginning of the show for Hippo Juice. Because I want to get the word out, and I wanted to do it now, and I'm probably plug it 50 times during the show. But I texted Dutch yesterday like an excited little schoolgirl.
Super excited about this.
And we tomorrow are interviewing the one and only SNL alumni, Chris Parnell.
I will eat a bag of dicks.
Oops, wrong one.
Yeah.
Chris, just jacking it.
Chris Parnell, yes. Who plays Cyril Figgis. He'll be promoting the new season of Archer, which is coming up. We only got him for about 15 minutos, but we're going to try to get the best out of him that we can. And then also another thing, next week we are interviewing our super-duper best friend director, Phil Lord.
World-famous director, Phil Lord.
We're going to promote the Lego movie in 22 Jump Street. If you remember last year, a couple years ago, Dutch, when we interviewed about 21 Jump Street, we broke the news about Johnny Depp. Now, I'm reading today there's rumors of 22 Jump Street about a very famous Richard Grieco. We're going to try to get super-duper director Phil Lord to break that in next week.
Richard Grieco? I don't know what that is.
Richard Grieco, my friend, is the other guy from 21 Jump Street, the original show.
Oh, wow. I see. That's...
Dude, have you seen Night at the Roxbury, Richard Grieco?
Emilio!
Sorry.
Not that one?
Yeah, that one. But, I mean, that was a good scene, too. I'm not going to... Listen, you're not going to ever get me mad with a Night at the Roxbury joke, bro. That was my favorite movie.
Me? Him?
Me? Him. Are you two brothers?
Him? Me?
No. Yes!
Yes!
Works every time. I don't care. You guys call that movie shitty. I love it.
That's funny.
Yeah. I just got a bunch of pound signs.
It's one of the few SNL films that I actually enjoyed.
And Wayne's World, of course, the other one.
Don't
add me. At Wayne's World, come on, man. Rob Lowe?
Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, there are parts, the quotable parts, obviously, are the funny ones. Other than that, it's kind of like, okay. You know, Dana Carvey. Here's what it is. I hate Dana Carvey.
Why do you hate Dana Carvey? What do you have against Dana Carvey?
I have a lot against Dana
Like
Carvey.
Like what? Like what in specific do you have
against
Dana
all,
Carvey?
First of all, girl name.
Okay, fine. But then, hold on, Ashley, girl name on the station.
Also have something against him.
Okay.
Exactly.
There you go. By the way, Mitch Rock in the MLR shirt tonight. Love it.
Whoop, whoop. Got it. You know it.
Love it.
Hold on. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, look at that. Okay. He is rocking. By the way, we make fun of Hangout a lot, but big ups to them with the screen share. It has made our life so much easier on this end.
Speaking of Speaking of fun shirts, I'm back in North Kakalaki again.
Really? And by the way, Dutch, how fucking ridiculously cold is it right now? It's even in the South, man. It's still fucking freezing. I walked out today to walk to the gym because I'm fucking totally jacked and ripped, and and the thing is, like, to keep my muscles fucking pumped, I have to walk. You don't say pumped. That's how bitches say, go pumped. So the ladies know I mean business. Right. And I was walking to the gym, and
bitches in line.
I had to turn around and come back to the house and put another jacket on like a fucking girl. Because I was like,
even where you guys are?
Dude.
Oh, no, you had to wear two jackets? Sounds so terrible.
Shut up. It was 32 degrees this morning, wind chill of 20.
Oh, no, 32. That's awful.
Okay, for you, fine. That's not my fault that you're fucking Eskimo. For us regular people that don't live in the fucking Arctic Circle, it's cold. And, Mitch, you have to understand, we're not prepared with our clothes for this. You know, we don't have it.
Yeah, when I was in Minnesota, when I was hanging out with Mitch and Sherry the last time, I literally had to buy like a $70 jacket just to make up for the already good jacket that I had.
Dutch,
so you're on a different level of cold.
You didn't see shit, Dutch. Yesterday it was lows of like, it started out in the morning when I went to my car, it was like negative 26, and it got to a high of negative 13.
I don't know why you're bragging about this.
I'm not bragging. I'm actually really angry.
You are. You did shit, man.
You did, like, but no.
When I walked out, my tits literally melted off. It was awful.
No, but I had a flat tire yesterday, so I had to try to change that. And I don't know if you knew this, but when it gets so cold, your little hydraulic jacks that, you know, you use to lift up
the car.
They
don't work?
They don't work, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but
I mean, I was lucky. I was actually changing it at a gas station because I just needed to pull in somewhere, and I figured, hey, they got air there, so I'll just pull up in front of the thing and, you know, try to fill up my tire. The tire was off the rim just a little bit, so it wasn't taking air. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll just jack it up and I'll put my spare on. Well, I pulled my spare out and that was also flat. But then I was like, fuck, man, Jesus Christ. But I was able to put air into that, get that, you know, filled up and everything. I'm like, okay, cool. And I'll just lift up my car, throw my spare on, then I'll go home and I'll change it out later. We'll deal with it later. Yeah, it was so fucking cold that my jack wouldn't lift up my car. So I'm in front of the guest. I'm like, yeah, Jesus. Can you like change my tire for me?
That is ridiculous.
Royce, you can't attest to this, but I me and Mitch can commiserate, like, because I live in Colorado, obviously, and everybody thinks it's a lot colder there than it really is. It's actually a little more mild than people think, but there's nothing worse than having to work in your car when it's freezing out.
Okay, yeah, guys.
It really is the worst.
I was out there for 5 minutes and my fucking fingers fell asleep, and I have 80-gram Thinsulate Gore-Tex gloves on.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds awesome.
They're really cold weather gloves, and my fingers got cold in them.
Yeah, like, most serial killers do. Look, Dutch.
they're not very good for serial killing because you don't really have the dexterity that you would have in like normal leather.
And you would
right,
know.
Like stabbing motion.
I had you guys down talk me. I've actually been places where it's been cold and done things outside. Like, you guys think that I only lived in Florida. I'm only in Florida. I never go any place. I've been places where it's been negative, dude.
Oh,
you
went to South Carolina once when in the winter.
Dude, go fuck yourself.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Well, I'm just a dumb Southerner. I don't get cold weather.
Can I talk about Southerners and how North Carolina is not South, first of all?
No. Well, no, that's why it's called North Carolina. You fucking shit.
No. Listen to me real quick. Okay,
I have no choice. Thing. It's radio.
Here's the thing is that it's okay. It's like this morning it was like 14 degrees outside, which is very rare for this part of the country. And it's not too rare from where I live and whatever. So I'm out in my coveralls and everything. And the guys I'm working on this job site with, like, they have, you know, all their cover. This is the end of the world for these people. Like, they've never seen anything like this before.
Were the stores actually open today?
Barely. Here's the thing. As I was watching the national championship game last night, you know how, like, they'll have live news cut in commercial breaks, like, when you're watching, like, a national event, like, that, you know, whatever. So they were, like, coming in with, like, News 14, serious cold weather coming in. We'll talk to experts to make sure your family is safe during this cold heat. I'm like, it's only getting to like 19 degrees. It's not that bad. Like, but that's the thing. Is like, I think what Royce is getting at is that people who live close to the equator, you're not supposed to get this. And when you do get this, it's a bad thing.
I believe it's actually because of the heart machine by the Illuminati that they put in there to change the weather.
God.
They want to kill us.
Dutch, why do you think there's so many pristine members-only jackets here in Florida? Because we never have to use our jackets. So even my jackets are ridiculously old ones because I never go to a store and go, man, I need a new jacket.
Right.
Because it's
our jackets are from 1992.
You understand? Like, my fucking jacket, I have like a fucking Offspring jacket. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, no, but it's not for anything else. Then it's a dumb investment to spend money on a nice jacket if you live in Florida. It's not, you're going to use it twice, you know?
So you don't have a snow shovel.
A what? What is that?
A shovel for snow.
I have a shovel.
A snow blower?
I have a shovel for dirt. Is it like that?
Is it like a dirt shovel?
Kind of. It's flatter.
Have you ever had to pack kitty litter in your car? No. Like, other than purposes for your cat?
Hold on. Other than for sexual gratification? No.
Well, that's weird.
For those of you that don't know, it's actually for waiting on your car to give you better traction in the winter.
Have you ever had to like get your car jumped other than the fact you left your dome light on?
No, I can't say that I've done that.
I never have actually either because my cars are good.
Okay, well that everybody see, Mitch, you just completely ruined the whole bit I was going with.
Well, okay, but today, like when I went outside, like I sneezed a couple times because it was like, really chilly. So like that was
by the way I don't think my voice can tell it right now, but like I am so goddamn sick right now.
Well, I mean you look like shit too, if it helps.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel like it.
By the way,
especially 15 minutes before I went on the air with you, it was like, oh yay, Ray of Sunshine, Royce.
What are you talking about? There's no proof of that because somebody said.
No,
it's
fun when I'm like excited to radio and I haven't done it and
we're
I'm sick. I'm like, hey, peppy time, and
happy.
I get screamed at.
Yeah.
We were, dude. Mitch, back me up here. Were we not all happy? And Dutch was the fucking grumpy pants.
We were like so.
Well,
excited.
I don't have any radio recordings to prove either way. So.
Oh, you're right. There is no recording.
I'm middle of the road, Mitch. On
there
this.
Is the way, no recordings, huh?
For the listeners who may not keep a tally, Mitch is the best fence rider ever. He never takes sides one way or the other between Royce and myself. He will always just hang out right there in the middle and never... He'll jump on a dog pile like when everybody's bashing one person. He'll be the first one to jump on, but he will never when it's like a half and half thing. He'll never be the first one.
You can listen
one.
Back to my recording. There is no proof.
There is a name for that, Dutch. It's called a producer. Yeah, but whatever. Well, yeah, man, whatever. I don't care.
Thinking about it, when I first started producing the Hippo Juice show, did I do that? Did I not take sides?
No, you took sides.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
No, but you're sociopaths. That's different. Like, you took sides because you're just fucking crazy.
No, I didn't, though, because nobody on the show hates me. I hope not.
No.
Like, I think John, Ryan, me, and Marie have a good...
Nobody hates you on the show, but everyone that listens to the show, however, hates you, which is awesome. It's so weird. It is funny how it works. No, I'm not even saying it to put you down, Dutch. You know the emails. Everyone in the show hates you. They just hate you. Oh. I don't know what it is.
We used to have a segment like the Dutch hate email of the week.
The show's great, except for Dutch.
Little do they know, they're all my emails.
Oh, well, fair enough.
I just email Dutch every day from a new email address telling him how much I hate him.
You want to know what the weird part is? Is that that wouldn't surprise me, just knowing how much of a psychopath you are.
Yeah, well, true.
I just make up alter egos with different personalities and different email addresses to tell you how much of a douchebag you are.
Hey, remember my show Alter Eagle? He was a guy whose altered personality was he was an eagle.
I remember.
Is this a bit that I forgot about?
I remember Alter Eagle.
He would solve crimes. Guys, you don't remember? He would solve crimes.
Please let me. How would he solve crimes, Royce?
All right, here's the thing. Like, if you're okay, I forgot. He's a detective. All right, here's the thing. Hey, by the way, patent pending and trademark or whatever you say, because I don't want people stealing.
Verbal
idea.
Trademark is all.
Yeah,
that's
verbal trademark. Okay, here's what's happening. He's a detective, right? And okay, as a normal person, yeah, okay, you could get clues, but you know who have really good eyes? Eagles. So he turns into an eagle and goes back to the crime scene as an American bald eagle. And he solves the crime by looking for clues and asking mice. Oh, he could also talk to mice. And they solve crimes. What do you think? Pick it up?
This is a terrible show.
Okay, four seasons in a movie. What do you think?
This is the worst
Dutch,
thing I've ever heard of.
Two seasons and then one season on Netflix.
Maul says his catchphrase is scream.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. Ah, awesome. I'm taking that. It's going on my show.
Ultra trademark.
It's going to be a good show. I'm excited for it.
It's not. It's never been a good show.
Think about...
I have thought about
okay,
it.
Okay, what about
hard.
What about Parrot Eagle the Paralegal?
Now, see, that has one? Legs.
That because was, John was the idea behind
oh,
that.
Oh, fuck you.
It's just dumb enough, and he believes in it enough where it would actually work.
I still prefer the detective show. I forget the main one, but Denim Dan was the sidekick.
Oh, yeah, Denim Dan. Oh, Squat.
Holy shit, I forgot about Denim Dan.
Doc and Squat. Gay Detectives?
No.
That was one of them. That
was
John's Doc and Squat. I would love to go through. So it would take time, but to get all of the TV creations that we put them together, it would be like an hour long.
That is something that's been like a perennial on this dumb, or at least on Hippo Juice. Like, well, whatever. both the dumb shows together are dumb ideas for TV shows.
All right.
Did we say Happy New Year?
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Holy shit.
By the way, we haven't been on the air. I mean, we had a special show
we had
on Friday
drunk
night.
Show. Well, I was drunk anyway.
I was asleep.
Holy shit. I think it's uploaded on Like Radio. Is it on .com now or .org? Or?
Well, it's on both. It's just they're just redundant. You go to either downloads on .com or .org or even the feed burner or iTunes, or if you can't find it, you're fucking retarded.
Just subscribe to the More Like Radio.
Thank you, Mitch. Did you just make that?
I just did.
Oh my God. Okay, Mitch, favor.
Yeah.
Can you add a filter to make it look like a 90s TV show? Because I feel it will be
a
90s
TV
show.
I can do that.
Thank you. Alter Eagle. Oh, created by Royce Lopez. Like, or you know, instead of like by Dan Belisari or whatever his name is.
Right.
No, but Alter Eagle there has to be two eagles, one facing left and one facing right, and one has a hat because one's the Alter Eagle.
No, you idiot. Not two eagles. One's a guy and one's an eagle. It's
no,
the same
I think
guy.
One has to be frowning, one has to be smiling, kind of like the comedy tragedy mask.
How about they're both standing back to back wearing leather jackets?
No, one is a regular.
The eagles are wearing leather jackets.
One is a regular eagle. The other is a priest eagle that perches on an altar.
No, you changed the concept of my show. No, I don't like it. Now it sounds like a Tarantino movie based on eagles.
No, it still is an altar eagle, but it's now an altar eagle.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I am not sold. I am not sold on this idea, Marie. Please post all these pictures on morelikeradio.com so people can see these later on when they listen via podcast.
It's ridiculous.
By the way, can I say how amazing the More Like Radio page has grown over the past like 2 months? We went from like 400 likes to like 700 likes. People are just totes loving it. So that's where we've been posting pictures and stuff. Check out all the stuff there. See that professional plug segue from funny joke.
What is that plug again?
Facebook.com/morelikeradio.
There you go.
Wasn't that professional?
It's pretty professional.
Wasn't that professional?
And then buystamps.com. All other shows do that one. I feel like I'm not getting paid for it.
It's not buystamps. It's just called stamps.com.
Not maybe where you buy them.
Which, by the way, we're trying to get them as a sponsor, so shut your face.
You shut your face. I mean, yeah, people still use stamps. I mean, I guess.
Can I tell you about my altercation I had on the airplane?
An airplane,
Did I say that?
He's
I did.
An airplane.
I had a mid. You know the way I speak. Like I have a mid thought in the middle of my sentence, and I stop and change directions. No, not my flight coming out here, but my flight going back home before Christmas, and then coming back because we haven't done a show. And how long have we not done like a regular like a for real show?
2 weeks.
More than that, right?
Yeah, give or take.
It was Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
But I thought, either way, okay, so 2 weeks. So about 2 weeks ago, I was flying back to Colorado from here in North Carolina, which I'm back here again. And, screenplay by Royce Lopez.
Thank you, Mitch. Perfect. I love the filter. Works for me.
Sorry. Anyways, it was like a red-eye type of flight. So the plane didn't take off until like 10:30 at night. And, I was on like boarding, you know, like how they'll have boarding groups nowadays. I don't know how they sort these groups out, but for whatever reason, I was on boarding group one. And so I got on the plane, you know, relatively early, according, you know, as assuming from everybody else. So I was kind of like half passed out at this time. And I woke up to somebody hitting me in the face with her backpack. And I look over, and this dude had, like, you know, like when someone's trying to stuff as much shit on their carry-on as they can. You know, this guy looked like a turtle, like with his backpack, just this massive, you know, stick out from his back.
I know what you mean. Where it's like bursting at the seams.
Oh yeah, and he, I got, and I like I said, I was half awake, so I kind of like got like, you know, the left side of my face got like kind of whacked a little bit with this backpack. I kind of like look over, and like this guy and his wife are trying to figure out where their seats are, and I'm like, so part of my brain is going, who the fuck hit someone with their backpack? And the second part of my brain is going, how do you not know where your seats are? You look at your ticket, you count down from, or count up from 1 to 40, whatever, however many seats there are. So at that moment, I'm like getting irritated how dumb this couple was. And the guy's backpack was still like in my entire row. And so I didn't say anything because, like I said, I was half awake. It's 10:30 at night. So I just literally, I just pushed his backpack away from me. Like, you know, I didn't like shove it. I kind of like, you know, they just like pushed.
So you
like,
Matumbo'd it. And you said, nah. Like,
I didn't smack it. I wasn't violent. I kind of like put my hand against it and pushed firmly and said, this is in my space. You hit me in the head. Get this the fuck out of my face. Well, this guy, who
is an air marshal.
This guy who still thinks that having a goatee, apparently that's fashionable to this guy. He looks at me and he's like, hey, you know, you could have just said something. You have to just start pushing people.
Hey.
And I,
mind your P's and Q's.
No, I looked at him and said, you hit me in the face with your backpack. Mind where, no, I said, you hit me in the face with your backpack. Be aware of where you're standing, is what I said. Not the greatest sentence to say, but I was half awake. So he's just like, okay, hey, by the way, I'm going to turn around and go this way. Is that okay with you? I'm like, whatever, dude.
You should know, Dutch. You should have been like, hold on. No, it's not.
You should have just kept pushing him.
No.
We could do, like, bitch.
Mind you of where I am. I'm on a plane.
This sounds like a job. You know what, Dutch?
At 10:30 at night.
This sounds like a job for Alter Eagle. He would help you. And by the way, I have a theme song when him.
Well, no, hold on. Real quick. My story's not done yet.
Oh, it sounded done.
Sounded really done.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I wasn't.
No, I want to know now. Now he's not going to finish it. Now I'm going to be pissed. Go ahead.
You're going to miss the punchline.
No,
now.
I'm not even kidding. I am already hooked. Go ahead.
You're not hooked.
No, I am. I know. No, the reason
you're so
I am
eager to jump in with your stupid alter ego. Not nonsense. Even.
The reason I am is
Eagle.
Did I say Oh, yes, right.
You said it the right way, you idiot. Sorry. Go ahead.
Dumb me. I said
fucking
the
moron. Whatever.
So
grammar, anyways, shithead.
So he proceeds to turn around again and go, hey, I'm turning around here again. Is that okay with you? God. And I was just like, whatever,
what
dude.
Douche.
Just let me face backpack.
He's a douchebag, bro.
So he turns back. So then they realize their seat is towards the front of the plane. Then his wife looks over at me and goes, my husband's a veteran. So I responded with, good for him. Tell him to stop. Oh, no, I didn't say good for him. I'm sorry. I looked at her and said, good for you. Tell him to stop hitting people with his backpack.
No. But
yeah, I fucked it up. I should have just said yeah, because I remember like distinctly going, oh, that was such a douchebag thing to say. Good for you, because she's proud of it. Not the fact that he, no, you know, not that any of his accomplishments mean anything. It's you happen to be the wife of a veteran. Good for you.
No,
tell him to stop hitting people with his backpack.
I love the good for you. Good for him. Hey. I'm stopping. That's
I'm just
very funny.
Thinking, if Sherry ever went around and said, my boyfriend's a veteran, I'd probably hit her. What are you doing?
Punch her instead of the guy that's getting annoyed.
Mitchell, do you want to know what? I was about to say this before you piped in. I was going to say, the first thought I had was,
what would Mitch say?
No. Just what would Mitch say?
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't have that board pulled up. But here's the thing. Is that, like, my first thought was, I'm like, not just you, but like anybody I know who is a veteran. Like, I'm like, none of them
hit me with
cool
backpacks.
None of them would be cool.
None of them have ever hit me with a fucking backpack.
None of them would be cool with like having someone go, by the way, he's a veteran. You should you know, respect him and buy him coffee. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this whole...
No, if you want to buy me coffee, that's cool.
There is that subsection of people who for some reason feel like that they have... Like, if you don't, you just bow down and suck the toes of a veteran, you're not American. It's like, no. You have in your face with your backpack on an airplane. Like, know where your backpack is, shithead.
What if you want to just suck their toes for funsies?
Well, that's up to you, I guess.
By the way, Dutch, theme song to Alter Eagle.
Love it. So is, you know, in every, like, you know, detective drama, whatever, they need to have their one crown of the bad guy, you know? Their super villain. Is Alter Eagle's supervillain DDT?
No, it's deforestation.
No, it's DDP yoga.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Wow.
There's so much saxophone in this song.
Dude, what happened to awesome 90s saxophone, man?
People realized it was not awesome and stopped it.
Fuck you.
They went on to play ska, which lasted 3 years, and then they died.
And then boy bands.
Who's your favorite saxophone player, Dutch? Be honest. You're not going to hurt anyone's feelings, I promise.
Lisa Simpson.
The third guy from Real Big Fish.
The third guy.
Who was only the in the band for like two tours, and then they stopped having a saxophone player, and they just went back to having a trumpet and trombone.
So that's your
specific... The trumpet.
Actually, no. It would be the girl who plays saxophone for Five Iron Frenzy. There you go.
What's her name? Atlantic recording artist Hailstorm?
I know her name's Leonora. That's all I know.
What is she, a mythical beast?
Nah, she's Hispanic.
Oh, well. Okay, same question. Leonor. I'm from the house of Leonor.
Leonor Ortega.
Leonor Ortega, okay. Now that's a turtle's name. Isn't it?
No. Ortega?
Yeah.
No.
Leonor Ortega would be a good turtle name.
No.
I think that might actually be her Hold on.
It is. I looked it up.
You did? Okay, Leonor Ortega, yeah. That's the last name.
Oh, she's kind of hot.
Nah.
Well, okay. Not. Dutch, for a female saxophone player, she looks like Tina Fey.
Maybe from that one, but not so much from this one.
I had a panic attack online because I had... Because the band broke up, I think, in like 2003, and I have all of their albums. I was a huge Five Iron Frenzy fan. And apparently they just were like, hey, let's get on board with the Kickstarter thing. Hey, we all want to make a new album. We all have gotten past the band, but we have no record label to fund a new album. They were asking for, I think, like $10,000. They got like $100,000 to make a new album.
And what'd they do with it?
Just financed a huge tour.
They made an album for $5,000.
Zen and the Art of Xenophobia by Five Iron Frenzy came out a month ago.
Fucking love this band.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
old
cool.
Old school ska, baby.
I love ska. Hey, it's pretty good. I think you might have turned me on to the new band, Dutch.
New band? No. You have no idea. Like, this band made up my
mind. I love them.
No, I mean new.
Yeah, Mitch knows them. We talk about this.
Okay, I get it, hipsters. I meant new for me.
No. Time out. Pause. I am not allowing hipsters to take ska back. No, Mitch and I will not let this happen. We've been fans of ska since the day it came out. We are not allowing hipsters to take
this one.
That's
exactly what you sound like when you say, I've been a fan of it since the day it came out. That's exactly what a hipster would say.
I kind of jumped on the bandwagon, actually.
No. Here's the thing. No, hipsters say that, but they're not actual fans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, I'm not allowing those mustaches... Asshole, take that music style from me. I'm not doing it.
What you should do is lick ska and claim it as your own.
There you go. Pretty cool. I'm liking it.
I haven't heard too much of the newest stuff. The stuff I have heard from the newest stuff, I love it. Obviously, you know, everybody always wants to go back to the first three albums, but no, I love... Anybody check it out. Five Iron Frenzy. They had, you know, like those I think it's more prominent in Colorado than anywhere else, but you guys know those bumper stickers that are just like oval shaped and it's like a white background with like a black kind of like inner outline. And then it has just like three or four letters in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
If you have like NIN, like FIF or Five Iron Frenzy was huge in Colorado because Five Iron Frenzy is from Denver. So like that was all over the place in the state for, you know, in the late 90s. Awesome.
They're pretty good.
Hey, hold on. Oxtail 69 just posted a picture. That's something a hipster would have, would be a pin that says Ska sucks.
First off, Ska is amazing. And I like it. And I mean, like I said, the 90s had a share. We've done it. I'm going to do the bidding because Dennis will fucking murder himself on fucking in the chat.
Dennis hates it when we do bits over here.
I know. He hates it.
What do you mean? We should do every bit over again for Dennis. There you go, Mitchell.
Nice.
I can't actually find a real bumper sticker, though.
I mean,
yeah, they had those all. You know what I'm talking about, though? The oval one. Either way. But, yeah. Ska was awesome.
Still like is, bro. Songs.
Still is.
I love it. I do. I really do. I'm not even joking. I do generally love that music form.
I like anything that makes me feel like I'm on drugs when I'm not.
One of the last seasons, Raven.
It's just so happy. You can't be angry when you listen to Ska.
No.
Yes.
It's
in impossible. A skank pit.
One of last season's Raven Super Bowl rings is already being sold at auction.
What?
Who sold it? Who's selling it?
The ring is a symbol, blah, 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 which is why Damian Barry's Super Bowl ring is up for auction already, less than a year after he earned it as part of the Ravens. Let's see why. For Barry, it's probably...
not going to be needing this. Going to sell this for some money. Yeah.
Barry was on the Ravens practice squad in 2011.
I need me some hookers.
Hold on. Time out. Does that count? I didn't know practice squad got rings.
Well, it says he was then on injured reserve all of last season as Baltimore marched onto the title. He was cut by the Ravens before the season and not picked up by another team. He never appeared in any game for the Ravens. But even as a player on the IR, he gets a ring. He apparently just would rather have the money than the ring from a season in which he didn't play a game. Yeah, that's why. That makes sense. At least, no. And he's also...
Yeah, if he's... You know.
No, yeah. It never makes sense to sell a Super Bowl ring. Sorry. Unless you're homeless. Is he homeless?
No, I don't think so.
All right. You're not homeless. Keep the ring. On the other hand, I found out that I'm a thousandaire today.
Really?
Because apparently the original American Girl dolls are like worth a couple thou if you have like the other outfits and shit that you get along with them.
Whoa.
In the books and stuff.
Were you into that too? Because my sisters were huge into that.
I have three. I'm like, wow. I can go to Bali with that shit.
Can I hold on real quick? Can I tell you real quick that all my sisters had these things, and my mom used to like read the American Girl doll like
stories
to us before we went to bed, and I actually used to listen to them.
They're good stories for kids.
I just want to let you know this is the first time I've ever heard of this or seen these.
All right, well, let me pull up the BuzzFeed article because
real quick, what it was, Dennis, and the pictures that Mitch that you're posting. I said Dennis, but I meant Mitch. The ones you're posting right now are the more the modern ones. The original ones, they were all like time period pieces of like these dolls.
See,
so one was like a pioneer,
yeah.
One was
this
one. An Indian, one was Marie, you go ahead.
Okay, there so you. Yeah, the original girls, you had Felicity, who was from colonial ages. You had Samantha, who was a Victorian girl.
She was kind of a bitch.
You had Kirsten, who was from like
Kirsten
Sweden.
Was my Swedish doll. I loved her.
Oh, I love Kirsten. You had Molly, who was like the cool, hip, new one. She was big on drugs, so they had to discontinue her. But after Molly is when they started doing this customization of American Girl dolls, and that's where they jumped off the cliff. That's when they're like, okay, any girl
Hold
can
on.
Have
did
any
you,
American
did
Girl
you,
doll.
Just assumed because Molly was the slave trade, during that time, did you assume that she was on drugs because of that?
No. Molly was the newest one. I said Molly was on drugs because
Who
Molly...
was the one during the Civil War time?
Oh. The black one?
I was waiting for you to say it. You racist. Oh, my God. You're pathetic.
I don't know. I don't. It wasn't Molly.
I
Molly
forget her
was,
name. Abby.
Was
it Abby?
I don't know that.
Why do I know this? I want to know why? I have 9 sisters. That's why I know this.
Yes.
Either way, keep going. I'm sorry.
Anywho, so after Molly, they started doing customization of American Girls and started throwing out new girls all willy-nilly style. So the original ones where there was like, you had a catalog and there was like 6 to choose from and that was it.
By the way, these dolls cost like a fortune, right?
They were like $100 at the time. They were expensive.
It's a fortune for a child.
Exactly. So these ones are now starting to go for mad amounts of money. So if you have a Kirsten doll with some of her outfits and the bed and trunk, you can sell that for $2,000 at $2,199.99.
$2,000. Oh, by the way, Kelly told me Addie was a slave and her and my parents were very proud. Yeah, Addie. That's what it was. Not Abby.
Addie. That's what it was.
That's the one.
There wow. It is.
$2,000 for one doll?
Yes. Well, Jesus. With the outfits. You
Dude,
have to have the outfits.
I was reading an article about how much all those old toys are like. If you have like old retro He-Man stuff, like you could sell that for like $100, $200. Like,
makes me wish I still had my old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff.
And by the way, BuzzFeed should just change your name to BuzzFeed. Prep for podcast.
No, BuzzFeed should change your name to We Love Top 10 Lists.
BuzzFeed, the Whoa. 90s happened.
Here's a list of things that you may be interested in, and I'm always interested in it. I love BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed, we were born in the 80s too.
BuzzFeed, you should go back to FARC.
That's what, all right, I'm not topping that. This is my favorite one.
You should go Here's back the thing, to though. Okay, it's just like that. Okay, I didn't realize the American Girl doll stuff was going to be that. I saw this other article that said that Beanie Babies are worth nothing nowadays.
No, nothing.
Like, it literally is just nothing.
So they were the toy, and then they went out. They became popular again and were worth money. Now they're nothing again?
They never
came back.
Worth,
they never came back from the original
anything.
Thing.
Oh, I thought they did.
No,
not when they were selling for thousands of dollars. They literally burst when the dot-com bubble burst.
That's weird. How are they even linked?
I don't know. It just so happened to be right around that time where that was part of the whole the article I read. It was like, for whatever reason, when the whole dot-com thing just went south in the stock market.
I actually do.
Nobody gave a fuck about Beanie Babies. You have Beanie Babies?
I had a couple, but I had them when I was a kid and played with them and I cut the tags off and then someone told me they'd be worth something. So I was like, fuck. And then everyone's like, no, it's not going to be worth anything. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to keep playing with them then and enjoy them and
Good.
Not have them tied up in a shelf somewhere.
Oh, Cornex just posted a picture of Transformers. Did you guys ever have any of those as a kid?
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. I had so many.
Which
Optimus
ones?
Prime. I had Starscream. I had Bumblebee. I had, the Soundwave. Those are the ones I had.
All right. Good call.
Good call. What did you have any Dutch?
I had it was all about Ninja Turtles for me as a kid. I had
of
everything.
Course.
I had the Technodrome.
Turtle
I had
Van.
Every version of the Turtle. I had everything.
Hey, Cheapskate.
What was that RV that would.
Turtle Van.
Party Van, man.
Yeah, man. That the roof would pop open.
Shoot pizzas out of the top.
Mm hmm.
No, not the Ninja Turtles one. It was like a Hot Wheels or something like that. It was like an RV van.
You could open
it up and you could it was like little miniature cars.
Micro machines,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, with the fast talking guy. They used the commercial like this, remember that? And there's a micro
machine. Right, yeah.
Let me see if I can find the commercial. You remember that dude? Like that dude did a bunch of commercials in like the early 90s.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah.
And while you're finding that, I still have this is my pride and joy. This is the only thing I have from my childhood. I can't really see it, but it's my slammer. This is the only thing I have from Pogs. Yeah, I lost this like 14 years ago. My parents were redoing.
Let me see, Mitch. Put it back on. Sorry, I just put you.
My parents were remodeling their house.
Nice.
And it rolled under this place where they were putting a hutch, and it was up on a frame, but I couldn't reach it. And then they put the trim in, so it was locked in there. And then just a couple weeks ago or like a month ago, they wanted to repaint, so they pulled out the hutch and they wanted to paint behind it. And I texted my dad, like, hey, can you find my slammer if it's back there? He's like, I don't know what it is. And I told him, like, it's a pog. It's about this big. It has a skull on it. That's all I remember of it. And I thought it was clear and it was a plastic one, but it was actually a metal one. It's really nice. I'm going to frame this thing. It's worth nothing, but it's sentimental value to me.
Yeah, that's why I was behind something.
This is the Micro Machine Man, presenting the most midget miniature motorcade of Micro Machines. Each one has dramatic details, terrific trims, stupendous styling, precision paint jobs, working wheels. Micro Machine cars, the vast variety, including Lamborghini, Trans Am, Corvette, 4x4, Blazer, pickup, Charger,
no
and many more. Micro Machine
planes, tallest, perfect precision, like F-15,
Corsair, Space Shuttle, P-51, Mustang, Micro Machine.
It's so much static and so little.
It's because somebody transcoded it. You could tell from a VHS. Here's another.
I can still hear it. It's fine.
Terrible. Make it by spit.
Can't have this. The new Micro Machine aircraft carrier playset. The dramatically detailed, terrifically trimmed replica of the real thing that holds 25 Micro Machines with fabulous, fantastic features. Two totally terrific elevators, real working hoist, runway, and two cargo arms. The new Micro Machine aircraft carrier playset from Galoob. Remember, if it doesn't say Micro Machines, it's not the real thing.
From Galoob.
That's not a bad marketing campaign, especially with little kids who have a hard time paying attention to what's going on. Like, you should get an auction announcer to do your commercial. That's great.
You know,
well, they cut out all the pauses. That's a 30-second commercial. Cut down to 15. To be won. And here to show us everything is 5-time NASCAR driving champion, Dale Earnhardt. Of course, you all know that Mr. Goodrunch Quick Lube Plus Oil Change takes 29 minutes or less, and your next one's free. But what you may not know is that right now they're giving away a gazillion great prizes. Over 1,000 free Mr. Goodrunch Quick Lube Plus Oil Changes, hundreds of $100 savings bonds. Then 19 brand new GM vehicles, Chevrolets, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, Buicks, Cadillacs, and GMC trucks, including the grand prize, any GM car or light truck worth up to $62,000. To find the nearest participating Mr. Goodrunch Quick Lube Plus dealer, phone 1-800-GM-USE-US. That's 1-800-GM-USE-US. And try it. Huh. God, that guy talks fast.
But I got everything he was saying, though.
No, so did I. It's exactly what you said. For a kid, that's perfect.
Yes.
For a kid, you're going to pick everything up, he said. Anyway, as a kid, all you hear is, I need is, bye, 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 me, no, 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 no. Oh.
Now.
By the way, okay, so over the Christmas break, and we haven't talked anything about like Christmas or New Year's yet, but I've realized... Children are the most self-centered pieces of shit I've ever met.
We realize that too.
You think?
But no, I've always kind of thought that, but I saw it firsthand.
So do we.
At my mom's house.
What?
Because we were having like present opening day and all that kind of stuff. And you know, we had two separate Christmas days because the majority of my older siblings have their own families with their kids and everything like that. And so we had a separate we had a Secret Santa thing going on between all my nieces and nephews, and then we had a Secret Santa with all my siblings. So basically, the aunts and uncles and the cousins had their own little thing going on. When we went over to my mom's house on that, you know, I think it was a Sunday following Christmas, and everybody got together and started opening presents. Those selfish douchebags couldn't. We all sat around and watched them open all their presents because we did this whole thing like, okay, this person guesses who they had, and if you know the next person who had them, they're the ones who get to guess next. Yada yada.
You like so take your time, you enjoy it, you know.
Right. We were applauding, going, "Whoa, what'd you get?" As soon as we're done. They were like throwing things, going, I'm hungry. Help me open this up.
I don't want this. This is stupid.
I didn't ask for this, Grandma.
What is
just
this?
Just the most insensitive fucking.
Where's the receipt?
Suck.
They sure do.
Bunch of dicks.
Bunch of selfish pricks that don't understand how the world works and just want to open all the gifts.
But they really
gifts.
Didn't want that present, so.
Here's the thing, though. I feel their pain. I think I'm the only one on the show who actually is around a lot of children who are a lot younger as far as people who are directly related to me, aside from Ryan's kids.
I hate kids. I don't like them. I don't like
any
kids.
You hate Ryan's kids? Jesus.
Yes, especially Ryan's kids. Kids?
Kids.
I hate Ryan.
That son of a bitch.
Kids are the blurst. I realize that. Okay, so
are you guys gonna have kids? Do you think eventually? Not yet. I'm sure all your parents have been asking you guys this, but
no, actually, luckily,
when are you gonna make
yet.
Me a grandma? When are you gonna make me a grandpa?
My parents don't talk to me, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
his parents don't talk to him, and my parents haven't really talked about it yet. They just tell me about the joys of a family, but don't really directly ask. So it's cool.
They kind of like nudge and wink and be like, you know what, you could be great as a mother. Of not a half Cuban.
Okay, so here's what I found. Here's what I found. Okay, so Ryan brought his kids over and they stayed with us for like 8 days, right? So right. the first 2 days, I was like, Royce and I fucking got this shit. We were like on top of it. We were like playing games with the kids. We're holding the babies. We're doing great. I'm like, we could totes do this. This is easy as shit. By day three, I'm like, oh, they're still here. They just keep asking the same things and crying and making noise and being hungry. And I just got exhausted. And then at the end, I was like, maybe. And then I just kept fluctuating between maybe and hell no. Hell no. I can't. I'm like, no. Maybe my own kids will be different. Maybe just growing up with them instead of just meeting them for the first
There's
time.
There's like drool everywhere and they touch everything. Everything's sticky.
It's just constant.
I don't know.
Kids are so sticky.
What are they? Do they excrete some sort of stickiness? Are they all little Spider-Men?
Royce, that's what I'm thinking. I was about to say that. Like, I think they have this like weird, like, you know, extra power that little children have, where it's just their fingertips have to be sticky at all times. My nieces and nephews are constantly sticky.
And when they eat food, they'll have like a handful of Cheerios, and then they'll do this thing where they just they flatten it on their face, and only one Cheerio gets in the mouth, and everything else gets on your carpet. And it's all wet. It's all wet and sticky. And to the parents, it's like, oh, my God, he threw up. It's so cute to me. Like, ew, something threw up in my house. Stop throwing up in my house.
Here's the thing. I'm the world's greatest uncle. I love my nieces and nephews in about a two-hour spurt. And then they go. You're back with your parents. You know, you guys have to deal with the nonsense. I get them, you know, when they're fun and you know, are easy to deal with.
Whatever.
I don't know when that is.
Never.
I
never having kids.
Maybe I do. Maybe that was the first 2 days, that high that I felt. I'm like, I can totally handle this. Yeah, right. By day three, I was like, oh, no. No, no.
Sherry
no.
has some friends, a friend that she's known, you know,
no
forever
shit.
Or whatever.
She has
And they have two kids. And whenever
Breaking
we go over
news,
there,
by the way, Sherry has friends.
Yeah. Well, whenever we go over to their place, it's always the kids are either screaming because they're pissed off or they're screaming because they're happy.
You molest them, oh.
There's never a quiet time.
Mm-mm. There's never.
Mm-mm. You're right. I know exactly. Just with the 8 days here, I know exactly what you mean. Because understand that in our house, we didn't just have Ryan and his kids. We also had all my grandparents, so all the old people. So, of course, the TV is here.
So basically, the large kids.
Let me show you something.
Yes, there's the large kids and the small kids. There's just a bunch of kids. The thing, while Royce is doing that, the thing I was noticing is that I have a very similar mindset to a child, but the child runs with the bit for about an hour longer than they should. Where we make a joke and laugh at it for 2 seconds and move on, they'll make a joke and then do it and do it and do it and do it and do it.
That is I'd never thought about that, but yeah, that's what they do.
My grandparents are deaf, so of course they have the TV on really loud. Then they have the kids and the other one's like, I'll play video games. And then you hear in the background, because my grandparents can't hear, the TV's really loud with Spanish like this. And then you hear,
but no, the thing is, Royce and I would try to have a conversation, and they couldn't hear
that.
What was
that, Marie? I can't hear you over.
Royce and I would try to have a conversation, and the old people couldn't hear us having a conversation because they're deaf.
Wow. Can I play Sonic?
So they would keep asking us questions while we're in the middle of a conversation.
Can I play Sonic?
And then the kids would be asking about that, and so we would try to have a conversation while two different people at any given point.
You try to have a what?
Oh.
And that was 8 days.
Yes.
Wow.
And it always smelled like fucking Cuba and Cuban food.
And the house was never clean. The
it
house
smelled like Cuba. No, just leave it.
No,
at
it
that.
Did. You're right. It smelled like Cuba in the house the whole time.
It was never clean. It was never clean.
We were going to our room like I felt like Anne Frank at one point, just hiding, and I tried not to make noise in my room because I was just scared. It was so loud, and I would just go outside, and I was like, I can't breathe in here anymore.
I just want to get out. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was fun.
Family.
Am I right, guys?
Part of the family.
Family.
The one that talks to us.
Yeah.
The one that talks to us.
Oh, boy.
Wait,
what?
It's just, can this...
What?
I want to.
What do you want to ask,
Father?
What do you?
Yeah, well, you and everybody.
I know. I know. I'm just, you know, I feel like we've been like, here's the thing. Is that like, think of like your regular friends that you see on a normal basis. Do those people talk for, do you talk to them for 4+ hours straight through every week? No. You do that with me for some reason every week. And we've been doing this for like the last how many years now?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm close to you, even though I've only met you guys a couple of times in person, yada, yada, doesn't matter. I feel so fucking angry right now about the whole situation with your dumb parents.
Yep, I know.
Because part of me wants to, like, first of all, I want to talk to your mom and be like, why are you following this nonsense? It's just,
I know, dude. I know.
I know we're coming up on a break, and I just wanted to get this out now because I didn't want it to be a whole long, drawn-out thing. But just from my point, I've heard, you know, like, and I can only imagine what you're going through, but just as a bystander and a guy who's looking from the outside.
As a bisexual man.
The bisexual man who just sees this and goes, man, I want to fuck one of these Lopez boys.
Fuck all of them.
We're in their butthole. Man, it's got to be tight because nobody, shit can barely get out of there.
No, barely.
Anyways, it's just I'm so bitter for you guys. I really am. Like, yeah. it's so stupid, and there's no reason behind it.
But
and for it to go on is just it makes me not only sad, but I'm irritated, and I like want to hurt one of those two.
I want to hurt things because of it.
I want to hurt things. I want to shake a rabbit.
I know, dude. I'm just when we come back after the break, I've got to tell you, Mike, I got my first ever massage, like at a real massage place. Like,
happy ending?
No, not that one. Like a legit place. And by the way, the woman that did it, I wouldn't want one anyway. she was great.
She was a buff lady.
She was a big bitch.
Ooh. By the way, remind me after you tell me that, or you
after we tell her. Joel. After we're held
we
things,
heard
five,
them story told.
Were.
I haven't one story that can relate to that.
Next up, Royce and Dutch.
Oh, hold on.
Marie.
Before we go, I have to mention that John suggested for Alter Eagle.
I read that.
For John, for Alter Eagle, the soundtrack is by Alter Bridge.
I agree. It should definitely be Alter Bridge. John is so awesome. Can you talk? By the way,
Facebook John is the best.
Can you explain the shirt he was wearing the other day with a giraffe that made me fucking
is
die?
John on, is John online?
Oh. Oh.
Hold on.
Oh.
Let me show you the shirt that he was wearing.
John. What? Is John online? Can he come on the show? What is he doing?
I don't know.
Might be working.
He was in Baltimore because he was going to another friend's wedding or something. So hold on.
Did you find it?
John's timeline. No, I'm laughing. I'm laughing that his timeline also has a crazy looking chicken on it.
Right.
because I don't know why.
John's timeline is that.
All right, during the break, I'm going to call John and tell him to go on with us.
Hold on. I'm pulling it
up
now.
John's timeline is that of what if a 4-year-old was an alcoholic.
Yes.
By the way, can I tell you, before we go to break, like, don't tell him I said this, but I look forward every Wednesday just because I know John's going to be on the air with me.
Oh, of course.
Because I know amazing stuff
there
gonna
it is.
Happen.
Look
and
at the
for
shirt.
For listeners who don't get John, like, you're listening to awesomeness. Like, you don't understand what good stuff is.
I was
going to
say autism, but whatever.
Whatever.
Same shut difference.
Dutch, look at the chat. Look at the picture of his shirt.
John's shirt says, Moo, I'm a goat, but it's a picture of a giraffe.
So, John! I love John so much. Marie, can you please post that also in the More Like Radio?
I don't know if it's better because he's standing in front of a giant cartoon hot dog or or because he's fist pumping the air as he's wearing his shirt. I don't know what part of this. Roy said it best. John never takes a blasé photo.
No.
John is always 110% in yes. every photo he ever takes.
You've never seen a photo of John bummed. When John's in front of a camera, he will absolutely play up for every single picture. It really is amazing.
Dennis took the words out of my mouth. They said, best t-shirt ever. I've never seen a greater t-shirt than
Joel, this. Joel, awesome? I'm going to make you even more excited. When you're at our wedding, watch John dance.
Oh, you haven't seen John dance.
Oh, no.
John dance. He takes it very seriously.
And he's good.
He's good.
He's good.
good. But all right, cool. I got a lot of line dances. I'm going to need him to lead for me. And you know I'm going to be like, hey, everybody, look at this guy right here. And you make, make sure he's the lead guy.
We got
to
get John a hat to lead all the dances at the wedding so everyone knows to follow.
Oh, him. I'll have 1,001 hats. Don't
good.
You worry about that.
I'm glad.
All right. Now we can go to break.
Okay. We'll go to break. Go to break now.
More Life Radio! If you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before, pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them, check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today. Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just $11.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Many of us grew up reading the works of Jules Verne and books like Treasure Island, great classic fantasy novels. I love reading fantasy, but most of the fantasy novels released today read like a role-playing game. I'm interested in characters and stories when reading fantasy novels, and I found a fantasy novel written with the story and the characters as the focus. The book is titled Daughter of Vengeance, and the author is David Timrick. David Timrick is a self-published author who has written several books, and they are all top-rated on Amazon. Daughter of Vengeance is a story about a young lady who's thrust into a world of espionage, betrayal, and murder. A survivor at heart, she befriends a master assassin who takes her as his apprentice. After years of training and careful planning, she begins her life as one of the king's many spies. Unknown to her, a plot has slowly been unraveling, which will not only destroy the fragile peace of the kingdom, but could descend the world into chaos and war. Can Michelle rise above the shortcomings and failures of her predecessors and set right the wrongs done centuries before? And will her life be the ultimate price she pays for the sins of others? You'll have to read Daughter of Vengeance by David Timrick to find out. So visit his website, davidtimrick.com, to buy your copy today. David Timrick, T-E-M-R-I-C-K, davidtimrick.com. Daughter of Vengeance is available on Kindle and in paperback.
Hi guys, we here at Lust and Love are reaching out to our fans to help us rename the show. Help us think of a creative name, and not only will you get bragging rights for coming up with the new name, you'll also win a $25 Google Play gift card. Tweet your ideas to @morelikebomzy, @morelikekitty, @darkfox001, or @lustandloveradio. Contest ends January 20th.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
He just wrote a song, put it on an album. The album came out, went to number one, and a few weeks later, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm gay, and if you want to know why, listen to this particular track.
Oh,
so everyone did, and they found out. It's like, oh, the song's apparently about how much he wants to fuck a dude. Okay. That's logical.
Well, with the verse like, I want a dick up my ass repeatedly with balls touching my bum.
Is that really the lyric? I'm not familiar with this band.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
I hate those. I hate man cave bromance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just hate them because they're just bad made up shit. I think it's in like the Urban Dictionary. You know, like I think that's where they get that. It becomes part of Americana. I got my man cave. You know what it is? Guys who fucking talk about man caves like Coors Light commercials during football games, who think it's funny to watch a fucking beer commercial.
A post-op tranny has a man cave. Let's get this straight.
Very, very good.
That Chaz Bono has a man cave.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hey guys, when you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. More Like Radio. Boom.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune into More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes!
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show with guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne through the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Do you sometimes feel irritable, restless, uneasy, sad, normal, or just plain not high? Maybe it's time to try crack. Crack may cause shivers, night terrors, gay for pay, heart palpitations, homicidal paranoia, or the sensation that you're on fire. Peeing blood and seeing friends' faces as talking skeletons are possible side effects of crack. People who use crack may also experience 5 to 7 years in prison where brutal raping may occur. If you experience one or more of these side effects, consult your dealer. You may need more crack. Crack. Isn't it time you see what all the fuss is about?
Nice music selection. Welcome back to Dutch and Roy, second hour on morelikeradio.com.
What a great cover, man. This is such a great cover.
That was like one of their biggest songs. I think they close every set with this.
Yep.
Guys, want to get in touch with us? Number is 954-573-2780. Or hit us up on Twitter. Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, or Hippo Juice Film. Mm-hmm. Or just go to morelikeradio.com/live and chat with us during the show.
Yeah, idiots.
Well, I wouldn't call them that. But they kind of are.
I would.
Which idiots?
Speaking of idiots, like, did you guys see, like, I don't know, like, last night after Florida State won the...
What a fucking game.
That was a great game. And so, in the middle of the game, Eeyore Hammy has to come in and go,
"Hey, guys.
So, pardon my ignorance." Actually, I want to pull up his actual, like, I might be misquoting him, but I think
this
what he said was...
This is why I can't get into college football.
He's like, "Pardon my ignorance, but college football, someone explaining college football to me because it's just stupid." And I tweeted back saying something along the lines of, "Well, you're stupid, hence the ignorance." So he starts getting into this whole nonsense of like how he thinks the BCS is only voted by writers. I'm like, no, there's a whole committee of people who do that. Believe me, I don't like the BCS. I don't like how it's run. But his simplistic view of how people are voted number one and number two, no one in the country thought that Florida State and Auburn weren't number one and number two. I mean, like, do you follow college football at all, Royce?
Of course I do. I'm huge into. I mean, I'm a big UM guy, so that was sad. But yeah, no, I watch a lot of college football. I mean, dude, during the holidays, I'll sit there and watch the fucking RC Cola Bowl. You know what I mean? Just because it's on. Because think about it, that especially even if you're not into college football during the holidays, that's all there is on TV. You know what I mean? The time span from Christmas through New Year's. There's a bowl game every from 11 a.m. till fucking midnight. So, yeah, I mean, I love it. You know, I love it. I watch all
of it. Here's his exact tweet. It says, "Maybe someone could correct my ignorance on college football, but all this is just stupid to me." And I said, "Yeah, just because you're stupid, hence the ignorance." He said, "When writers determine who the best teams are, how can anybody follow it?"
You mean like wrestling?
That is what I should have said. But what I said back was, that's like saying, oh, fuck, where did I put it? Oh, here we go. I said, that's like saying that writers determine what the fastest cars are. You're not, you non-watching dope. And he said, I can't follow.
He said, Hammy said, the fastest cars show they are the fastest with 0 to 60 times and top speeds, not writers.
Here's the thing. I'm not drunk. I'm trying to do this. Like,
someone had to write that, though. I mean,
on my phone, and it's not working here.
I have it pulled up. And then you replied back to him, exactly. Every person knew they were the top two teams, not writers. Stop quoting an opinion of a pundit from SportsCenter. And then he replied back to you, my simple question is, how are only two teams with 0 to 2 losses all year play for the national championship? Who chooses the two final teams?
Well, it's actually a computer system now, the BCS.
Here's the thing. I said back, I was like, Florida State was undefeated. Auburn only had one loss.
And Auburn beat Alabama.
Yes. The best team in the
country. Exactly. Yeah, in the world.
Yes. They could probably beat Jacksonville.
Oh, I could beat Jacksonville, Dutch. Really. They're really bad.
So either way, it's just you know, to sum it up in the fact that, like, you know, I love a hamster and the fact that he has to comment on, he's a huge football fan, but for him to like try and comment on college football and he knows nothing about
it's just
it, believe
huge.
Me, I'm not, okay, that's just mean. I'm not a huge college football, you know, or at least not just the BCS fan. I don't like the way they do it. But it's not just writers. There's a whole committee. There's computers involved. There's a whole like ranking system, everything like that. And I'm glad they're getting rid of it next year, and they're actually going to have a playoff thing. The one thing
that
really
people are
still
going to complain about that. People are still going to complain about the playoffs. You know they are, because they're going to say, "Oh, whoa! How come only teams from the ACC and SEC in the playoffs? What about the Mountain Division?" You know they're going to complain. You know that's going to happen.
Dude, I could talk. college football, like, you know, the conference changes and things like that all day. But I know no one would listen to
this. I know. And the thing is, I don't even think I have a word.
I love it.
I don't even think I have a word today, so.
I don't have one.
I don't have one
but,
either.
But you know, here's the thing I want to get into, because our favorite guy that we like to watch on TV and on Twitter is Skip Bayless.
I hate him.
You do?
Well, he's a fucking asshole. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, it's rare. I will get irritated, like, for the show or things like that, but it's rare that I literally will get mad, like, just irritated by someone's words. Mm-hmm. Skip Bayless said that to me this weekend.
Skip Bayless is such a fucking asshole. Sorry. I really can't stand him.
For people who don't know, he's the other co-host on First Take, which is on ESPN. Him and Stephen A. Smith do this.
That is ridiculous. That is incredulous and svabocious.
That's a very good impression of him.
Fuck, hate him. Sorry, go ahead.
Here's the thing, is that like at first when I saw what he read or what he wrote, like, it made me so angry. But then I sat back and thought about it for a second. I was like, no, this is his job. His entire show and the whole like moniker of Embrace Debate is that they have to be the guys who get under people's skin to get people talking about the show. But this is what he wrote directly after the Eagles lost. Like 4 minutes after they lost, he said, yes, Saints can finally end their road playoff woes and put an end to all the Chip is a genius, LaShawn is Barry Sanders, Foles is special babble. Do you understand the level of anger I had? From that particular tweet.
What bothers me about them is that it's like the wrestling thing you were saying with Hammy. It's one thing if, you know, wrestlers don't take themselves seriously. They don't. When you see them interviewed outside of wrestling, they'll tell you, yeah, you know, my real name is Bill, whatever, and I do this, and I'm a wrestler. They do a work, but they're like, they're still trying to pretend what they're doing is real. That's what bothers me. You're right, Dutch. Yes, they're trying to get people to tune in, but it's phony. That's what bothers me. It's phony. Because especially Bayless, he says fucking all this horse shit about like, oh, you know, and there's you have to have pride and blah, 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 blah. But people forget that Skip Bayless became famous because he used to be a writer in Dallas, and he started the rumor that Troy Aikman was gay. Troy Aikman wanted to beat the living shit out of him back in the late 80s.
Well, is he gay?
I don't know.
Here's the thing, is that like literally like a half hour, maybe an hour earlier in the game, Skip Bayless said during this Eagles-Saints game, he said, I doubt the Saints are mentally tough enough away from home to withstand the loss of the most important defender. He said that. Now here, I want to read, like, this is how much this guy, he deleted the tweet.
No way.
Oh, no, he didn't. Okay, we gotta expand. I just wanted to read, there we go. Hold on. I just want to read more of the... Oh, no. How do you do this from like the web? Because I can do my phone to read what other people will comment on a tweet.
Just click on the tweet usually and it comes up.
What's his username?
Skip. The real Skip. Or no, sorry. Just real Skip
Bayless. The real
Bayless.
Slim Shady.
Did you guys know that Skip Bayless is worth $4 million? And he makes $500,000 a year?
That's it?
Oh, here it is. Here we go. Here we go. Here are some tweets or people's response to that dumb tweet that he said about the whole Chip is a genius, LaShawn is Barry Sanders, Foles is special babble. People are saying, man, shut the fuck up. You were just tweeting about how you didn't think they were tough enough to win. Fuck Skip. Skip's hating ass. This guy is killing me.
He knows
you
exactly
ugly, shut the fuck up.
What he's doing. He knows.
Man, shut the fuck up. Oh.
We're talking about him now. Oh. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Tell me again about Tim Tebow.
Oh, God.
You're a dick eater. We beat your pathetic Cowboys, and now you're mad as shit. Go play in traffic.
Okay. See, but go play in traffic bothers me. That's hack.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Would you like to know 6 things that the Washington Post learned about Skip Bayless?
Yes.
Yes.
Number 1, he eats the same exact thing every weekday for lunch and dinner. Deli sandwiches and Chinese chicken with broccoli, no sauce.
Every day?
Apparently.
That's weird.
How do they know that?
So at his core, he's a man of routine, and at the beginning of each week, he orders 5 days' worth of chicken and broccoli, no sauce, his nightly dinners. Every weekend, he stops by the same Manhattan deli and buys 5 sandwiches to bring back to his weekday home in Connecticut.
What? That's weird.
I don't even know what to say to that.
He's a weirdo.
His friends consider him a quiet, kind person.
Doubt it.
He's the black sheep of his family because he's not in the restaurant business.
Because he's Skip Bayless.
His father was an abusive alcoholic.
Makes sense.
Of course.
He's only gotten drunk once during an interview with Joe Namath.
Wait.
During?
What?
Joe and him trade shots back and forth?
Here,
like, what happened?
I'll read the explanation. In 1977, as a 25-year-old sports writer for the Los Angeles Times, Bayless had the exclusive that the legendary quarterback was retiring. Namath agreed to meet at a bar, but Bayless didn't drink. He ordered red wine to be social and politely sipped his way through 2 glasses while Namath told old stories and welcomed new friends. I looked at my watch and realized I had to leave. Bayless said, I got up, planted to turn, and completely lost my equilibrium and crashed into the man at the next table, falling on the floor. I looked up and Joe was leaning over me and said in an Alabama accent, son, you're drunk.
That's
a lie. That's such a lie because it's such a romanticized way of saying the first time you ever got drunk was with Joe Namath. Fuck him.
Thank you, Dutch. Exactly.
Lie.
You see, phony. You see why he's phony. He's a fucking phony.
Lie.
Sorry. Go ahead, Marie.
And the last one says that he wins over those who see him work in person.
What does that mean?
Baltimore Ravens linebacker Terrell Suggs is an outspoken as anyone in the NFL. He once called Bayless an unflattering name for a jerk on air. Suggs has since been on the show several more times. He knows more about sports and people than he leads on. Suggs says he kind of has to play that person on TV. I have to be the villain, but actually he's a pretty awesome person.
No, that's kind of what we were saying, is that, like, he has to do this for the show. But it's, like, it's still, like, he's such an old... He's a smoker, right? He has to be.
I don't know.
Because I'm assuming that guy is, like, 34 years old, but he looks like he's 55.
Maybe Hammy knows.
What? Hi, Hammy.
What's up, Hamster?
Hi, guys.
So, why do you think college football is for faggots?
I don't think it's for faggots. I just think that's what you said last night.
You said we were faggots.
Yeah, well, you were sucking Dutch's dick. You're like, you bunch of faggots watching college football.
You called me a faggot while you were sucking my dick, though. But
that's weird. Hurtful. No, seriously, well, why didn't you like college football?
Because it's stupid.
But no, why, though?
Because there are too many teams, too many divisions, too many conferences, and no one can actually determine who the true best team is. It's stupid.
Well, obviously, the best team are the Florida Gators.
No, you mean the... Well, because you went there.
No, just because you went there doesn't mean...
I'm proving my point.
But my whole despisement of college football is based on this. The NFL playoffs have how many teams in it? Like 8, 10 teams in it or whatever?
22.
So the Seattle Seahawks are, on paper,
now,
the best
team
in the playoffs. So what if they get upset this weekend?
You know who's not in the playoffs? Well, the Packers anymore.
If they get upset, then you should cheer them up.
You know who never was in the playoffs? The Miami Dolphins. Shut up.
That's fine. Oh, I don't give a fuck, but at least my quarterback doesn't suck dick. Oh!
That's just a rumor.
Oh, yeah. Rumor that he fucking perpetuates by having that big-ass mustache.
That mustache is horrendous. I'll admit that.
No, but college football is actually fun. What do you...
Here's the thing. I hate the BCS. I don't like the way they do it. For some reason, Hamster, you think that is just writers. There's a computer program involved. There's a lot of different voters involved. There's a whole system in place.
Even the Illuminati is involved.
Here's the thing. You have 300 D1 schools. How else would they do it?
The simple way to determine is, look, I the
300 game playoff. You're right.
Yes, absolutely. No. The writers and the computers can probably determine the
not just writers. Stupid. It's athletes. It's everybody.
Okay,
one. Well, you're smarter than that.
Team, the top 10 teens can probably be determined through computers, writers, fans, or whatever.
NCAA 2014.
Aren't they doing a playoff of the top four teams next season?
Yes.
Yes, they're getting rid of the way they're doing it now, but they're still using the same method to get the top four teams.
Okay, well, you know what? The top four teams probably are the top four teams. I'm not going to dispute that, but the simple fact that those two teams who play, like Florida State and Auburn, right? The two teams that played last night, how do we truly know they were the top two teams?
A cage match.
They could have been upset by any other team. That's why they
need a playoff. They could have, but there's 300 college teams, and they only have 12 games a year. Dude, do you understand how this works? Each one of these college teams only have 12 games to play a year. How else are they going to fucking find the best teams other than the system that they have in place? I don't think, believe me, it's flawed. I don't like it, and I love the fact they're putting in a four-game playoff next year.
I know how to fix this. Okay, seriously, I know how to fix this, all right? I don't know. I don't watch football, but I think I know what to do. So they have 12 games a year?
Yes.
What if they only play 11, and whoever's the winner out of all of those 11 games, you just take everyone and they put them in one big game?
That's way too many people.
Dude, do you realize? Okay, so are you talking about like, okay.
Would it be
so,
like?
Well, you said there's 300 teams.
11 times 11 is how much?
So there's 11 leagues then or whatever? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, there's 13 conferences total.
Okay, so there's 13 conferences. So those 13 conferences, all of the teams in there, they play their 11 games or whatever. And then the winner out of all of those 13 conferences, they just play one big game against each other.
Makes sense.
That's so many people on the field, though.
So it's 13 teams against, like, and it's like it's
how
like a Survivor Series.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I say we just have a Royal Rumble.
I'm with it.
You score by putting the football in the end zone.
Got it. But who will get the points if there's 13 teams?
By the way, were you listening earlier, Hammy?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't want to try to steal Mitch's line, but for someone who has such a disdain for something that is, according to you, run by writers, you're a huge fan of wrestling.
he did nail you with that one.
Yeah, J.J. Stoner said that too last night. But you're right. So by that logic, you're saying...
I was taking Mitch's logic. Who said
I wasn't. I didn't see J.J.'s tweet.
So what you're saying is college football, that opinion of being ran by writers and predetermined, so you're saying college football is just as fake as pro wrestling?
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly... Yeah, go ahead and put words in my mouth. You argue like my mother, stupid. No. What happens is
why is she going to divorce your dad too?
300 D1 schools, and you have to try D2 and
the
out
Mighty
a way
Ducks
to weed out the teams that are playing.
Quack
quack quack quack quack quack quack quack quack quack quack quack.
Hand me the Mighty Ducks. The Mighty Ducks is a movie.
I never thought I would ever defend the BCS. I really didn't think it would be possible.
I never thought I'd defend the Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks or BCS or Emilio Estevez, even though I would like to.
Emilio!
We have to hear rap against rape before the wobble blah. I actually do have one. Rap against rape, bro. You want to hear
one?
It? Yep.
Emilio Estevez?
Can you guys hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, making sure. Because sometimes it's a...
Sometimes
is this
a
snooze
a
story?
Nope.
It's
you'll
a
see.
Snooze story.
You'll see it. It's not an
Marie.
Idiot.
Oh, yeah? Well, I was all on board with Mitch's idea, and I was going to answer how they score.
Okay, how do they score?
Well, obviously, if you're on
Knuckle a... puck.
Whoever puts the ball in the end zone gets points for their team.
I like it.
Royal Rumble.
This is a terrible idea.
It makes total sense to me.
Then who plays defense?
Everyone. It makes total sense. Everyone plays defense. Everyone plays offense. Punching is allowed. Concussions are encouraged.
All right. So it's kill the man with the ball.
Yes. And they all get guns.
You're the queer on a large scale.
They all get guns, but it's muskets.
For you tonight, they certainly are a little different. They're made up of 5 DJs, a group of rap dancers, and special guest Hazel O'Connor.
And they're all performing tonight and will be in a fortnight's time. I'll tell you about that in a moment. They're performing tonight for the Rape Crisis Center. They're trying to raise funds for the Rape Crisis Center.
For rape.
The most
raise funds
cause.
For rape.
The song is called What Did I Do Wrong? So let's have a big welcome, please, for Rap Against Rape.
Dutch, are you watching the lovely video?
Yes, I am.
It's an emergency gone beyond control. People are losing their heart and soul. The 1980s have come and gone, but this problem still goes on and on. It's time for us to join together. We gotta stamp out the
what
sir forever.
What hat is he wearing?
Only 7,000 views, Dutch. Look at the dancing. By the way, to answer your question, Dutch, best hat ever.
We can do to try and get this message across to me and you. Yes, rap against rape, we can show we're there. We can show the innocence that we really care.
I was so tired of that rap for rape.
She's like having a seizure.
Yeah, because she's flashbacking her rape, Dutch.
She looks like Tanya Harding.
She really does.
Babies, infants, toddlers, yes, even a simple child, can all end up abused,
this guy's kind of
can all end up defiled. You know,
he looks like
makes
Uncle Buck.
He looks like Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Women,
he
does. In the ratings, it just don't make no sense. Who could believe it? Who could understand? This is happening in our homes. It's happening in our land. In your hour of need, in your moment of pain, in the stillness of the night.
I am dumbfounded. I don't even see my face right now.
This is amazing.
The problem is the terrible guilt you feel. But you know, you don't deserve it. It becomes so real. And you torture yourself with, what did I do wrong? Knowing in your heart that it was nothing all along.
I guess you're saying that they're trying to tell women not to blame themselves. They're not even preventing rape. They're just saying, if you do get raped, don't blame yourself.
It's not your fault.
This is terrible.
But who is she wearing, though?
Fair enough. Well, that's the follow-up hit. That's the Puff Daddy remix. They have class,
they
I know.
They have, like, background dancers.
Hold on. Fucking Oates from Paul and Oates is rapping now.
But the terrible truth is different. The reality, yeah, it's clear. The
what is happening?
Dude, fucking magic is what's happening. Look at that dance!
It's not the way to do it.
Rap against rape is something we can do to try and get this message across to me and you. Yes, rap against rape, we can show we're there. We can show the innocents that we really care.
At least she's not lip syncing.
What happens to the victims? What happens, we can tell.
Whoa, what's Patrick Swayze doing?
Continue in a kind of living hell. Children's lives are destroyed. Children's dreams are smashed. Children's love of simple things degraded, spoiled, and trashed. Their future lies as adults.
Dude, I don't know how to, like, why, like,
can we let this happen?
Just look at
you understand, Dutch? I'm not talking because I'm enjoying every second. Hold on, Eddie.
There are professional dancers behind three white guys, quote, rapping about rape.
Andy Richter's rapping. Shut up.
And you care. Who start the healing process and then show there's someone there. We can help the caring centers who've been helping for so long, giving solace to the victims.
I don't know how to contribute to this.
Dreadful wrong.
You're making our jobs difficult. Seriously. I want to say who.
They point the camera.
Rape is wrong. Why is the last thing they said?
Why do all early rap songs sound the same?
Hold on. It said the late. Hold on. That banner said the Late Late Show.
Yeah, the Late Late Show.
Who was Late Late Show when this thing got aired?
Apparently an old man. No, it was this
Who was
guy?
Late Late Show?
Whoever this guy is.
Wow.
Yeah. That song was terrible. You should tell him that.
No.
You should tell him.
Poor old guy.
You guys.
You should tell him that
I guess
sucks.
I guess you guys are for rape. This is
happening. Well, I'm not for that it's song.
In our land, in your hour of need, in your moment of pain, in the stillness of the night, you can start to go insane. Yeah. But the biggest problem is the terrible guilt you feel.
By the way, for people who are listening to the podcast, they have a professional dance for yourself with and the choreographed amazing moves, and they're all moving around. And he had this, like, white dudes who are, like, pointing. Yeah, our hymens are busted, and our rooms are wrecked, and my dad won't talk to me anymore. It's like, what? Why?
May I ask?
And then you have Tanya Harding doing this nonsense in the background.
May I ask why we're still listening to this piece of garbage?
Because
no,
Royce
I think
an
I
asshole.
Figured it out. The Late Late Show. I believe this is the It was an Irish night show hosted by Gay Byrne. I'm not even joking. That's his name.
So wait, are these Irish rappers?
No, they're probably Americans. But the guy, I heard some sort of accent on the presenter of it, and I guess it's an Irish guy.
I don't know how you guys are talking.
Even if you listen to like the Beatles music or anything like that, like guys who have thick English accents or Irish accents or Hispanic accents, but for whatever reason, when they sing in English, they have American accents. I don't know why that works, but
it's
it just
weird.
Does.
Yeah, I know. These guys are really good, though.
No, it's terrible. I don't know why you're still playing.
All right, we'll stop there.
It's incredibly distracting.
There.
I think it's very educational.
Thank you, Hammy.
You know it's more educational?
Mm.
Not getting raped.
Okay, well, educational.
In the song, they said that, you know, getting raped ruins your hopes and your dreams and everything. Not really, because it only happens for a couple minutes and then it's over.
Right.
It's not like it's ongoing throughout your life.
You know what ruins your hopes and dreams?
First time it happened to you in the barracks?
That's how I got through it.
Okay.
You got raped?
A few times.
You got all raped right. through the barracks. That's how you get past the time.
He actually
told me
this off air.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens to everyone, right?
No, normally no. I don't.
Mitch, what were
you
wearing?
Haven't been raped?
Nope.
What did I do wrong?
What were you wearing?
Or what did you do right?
That's the more important
I got dead ass.
Dead ass. So it sounds like we all have issues. Maybe we should have listened to that song earlier.
What did
No, you don't understand.
Do wrong.
I don't think I don't think I had a single thought. I don't think I had a single thought in my head through that whole entire song, except why is this playing?
What did I?
Sorry. Can you make this song stop? That's all I was thinking.
I'm not going to lie. That is going to be stuck in my head now.
Yep.
Not mine.
Why? What's in your head, Dutch?
I just shut that shit off like a faucet, man.
Oh, really?
Well, as soon as I get off the Skype here, I'm going to sing that chorus to Christy and just
loud
annoy her.
What did I?
Just like a rape.
Next thing.
Just like a rape, I've already suppressed what it sounds like.
Oh. Jesus.
Terrible song. It's just the worst. Ugh. Just it seemed like just a terrible like knockoff version of Tetris was the background music. Like I know what it would. It sounds like the stupid game Ryan used to play nonstop, Luminous. If anyone ever played Luminous, it had the dumbest futuristic sounding.
I have no idea what that is.
It's Tetris is what it is. It's not Tetris. But it had like stupid backgrounds, and it was kind of Japanese, and it always had this like kind of just like the background music of that song.
I think that what was
terrible.
It called?
Just annoying. Luminous. 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 The game, not the description of the word. Google.
Luminous is what a light bulb.
No, know what I mean. Jeez. So dumb. It's so no. Maybe I'm not spelling it right.
Maybe
anyway, it was a terrible game. He just wouldn't stop playing it. I think that was a good chunk of my life, was walking into him playing that game.
What did I do wrong? Oh, God, that's a great song.
No.
It's like, it's because first off, the rapping is off the chain.
No.
Secondly, besides the rapping being fucking dope, besides that, it's teaching a positive message. Unlike the rap today, which is all about guns and having sex outside of marriage. And I'm not down with that.
Can I read you something real quick?
Please do.
Is it
I follow
rights?
A lot of random people on Twitter. Cat Williams, about 3 hours ago, because I'm just scrolling through Twitter real quick.
Died of a crack overdose.
I would hope. Because he tweeted, I hate when people pour my cereal. They don't know how much I want. They don't know my life. They don't know what I've been through.
Why do you have someone else pouring your cereal?
Because he's pimping.
How is that a problem for anyone?
The reason why I brought this up is because Pimpin was on Comedy Central the other day. You can't hear the show on Comedy Central because it's bleeped out every 3 seconds because he says fuck, shit, or nigger every 3 seconds.
Oh, Second of all, if you actually listen
to the content, he's not he's a preach comic. You know what I mean? Like those kind of guys who like, you know, take care of your kids. You got to be doing this for your kid. You know what I mean? Like he's not like a guy who actually has content. He's basically a funny motivational speaker.
I've never liked him. I've never found him funny.
And the thing is, there's a lot of comics out there who are like that. Like they don't really actually have funny content. They sit there and it's mainly black comedians.
You're racist.
What I've noticed. No, I'm not racist. Yes, I'm racist, but not for that reason.
Because you don't like black comics.
No, some are okay. I like Kevin Hart. I think Kevin Hart's funny.
Black comics are dumb. Dude,
no, Dutch did say
that.
Now he did.
Patrice, what are you talking about?
Now he did. Now he said he didn't like. That's fine. I like Patrice. Dutch didn't. But that was because Dutch is only. You can't even work this.
Hey, where do you think we got the thing that intros every Hippo Juice show from here on
not
out? Who got
Dutch.
That?
Not Dutch. I know that for sure.
Marie. not Dutch. Proof. I know that for sure.
It's probably Mitch. Yeah,
thanks, Mitch.
Proof, you whore.
Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah, let me just pull this clip up real quick.
Yeah, there it is. Just pull it up.
Hold on.
Pull it
up,
find
Mitch.
It. Yeah.
Mitch is always ready with everything.
Mitch, you at least pretend you're typing. Mitch is just looking around like, is Dutch going to play
He's
it?
He's just shuffling papers.
I'm not going to play it now because you said that.
I had so many keys that my soundboard's going crazy, but I had it muted.
By the way, everybody loves to pick, and the reason why I brought this up is just because there are certain comedians that, like, they're not funny. Like, they're not... And everybody likes to pick on, you know, the obvious ones like, you know, that of like Dane Cook, Dat Fan, that kind of thing.
Punchy.
But like, Jesus Christ. Nice. But like, you know what I mean? Like ones that who does either just don't get or just hate or just don't think is funny.
Oh, man, there's so many.
Number one for me would probably be Robin Williams.
You might be a redneck if.
Yeah.
Any redneck comedian.
Those don't even bother me that much because they have, I don't like them at all, but they have an audience, so I get it. The ones that perplex me are like the Jeff Dunhams. Like that blows my mind.
That doesn't blow my mind half as much as Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams. Yeah, you're right. I never liked
because
him.
He doesn't say things funny. He just says things in a funny voice. And the thing is, I didn't think it was funny even before he found out that he stole from everybody.
I liked his HBO special when he talked about explaining how golf was invented. I thought that was funny.
No, you didn't.
I did, because it's a very silly game. And he pointed it out in a Scottish voice.
I don't believe you.
And he talked really fast, and it's funny. It's like being a kid again listening to the Micro Machines
guy.
Remember
when he was a genie?
I remember when he was a genie. And his hair and his arm has so many hairs on it. He's so hairy. It's funny.
You're talking about that eating pussy bit?
Oh, yeah. There was also that one. He's a very hairy man. It's cute.
By the way, that Eating Pussy bit came out, I think, in like 2001. I was recently watching Craig Ferguson. He was on, and he tried to do that bit again, and Craig like cut him off going, "Oh, I've already seen this." Like, I'm going to see if I can't find the
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's embarrassing.
Oh, no.
He's kind of like, are you going to do this again, man? Like,
oh no. That's not fair to comics, because comics take their same jokes and they go across the country with it.
From 12 years ago, and it was on a special.
That's true. We were pulling up old bits just earlier this hour.
By the way, here's the thing. Jay Leno doesn't ever record a special because it's the same hour that he's been touring with for the last 20 years. Right. And that's not a lie. Like, I've heard other people talk about it. Like, oh, yeah, he does the same jokes he's been doing for the last 20 years. That's how he makes his
money. That's because he's so good that he doesn't need to change anything.
Yeah.
I'm so glad Jimmy Fallon's taking over for that fuck.
I'm mixed. So I like Jimmy Fallon, but I'm also...
I like him a lot, too. In fact, I actually watched his Best of Jimmy Fallon thing over the weekend. It's actually kind of funny.
I'm just kind of bummed. I'm just kind of bummed that Conan kind of got fucked out of it, you know?
I loved Conan.
No, I like Conan.
Yeah, but TBS is letting him do his own thing, though.
No, I know. It's true, but...
Here's the thing. True. Do you really love Conan? Are you still watching his show?
Yeah, I watch it. I do.
No,
watch.
I'm not watching his show.
Then really? Shut up, Marie.
I watch it sometimes, but I'm mostly going towards Jimmy Kimmel now.
Oh, Kimmel's great. Kimmel rules. Kimmel's been killing lately.
I'm watching his celebrities read bad tweets bits on YouTube, and the expressions that they give, whether they're fake or not, it's hysterical. And Kimmel, that whole bit with the girl twerking, setting herself on fire, he trolled the internet. He enjoys playing tricks on the public. It's brilliant.
Well, he's a radio guy.
Playing Royce, real quick before we end the show, like maybe pull up celebrities reading hate tweets.
Okay.
Haven't we played?
Like a more recent one, because I think we played these before on the show, like some of the earlier ones.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm like, I feel like we played at least two.
Well, it was a while ago. Just a more recent
You're
one.
You're a People while don't ago. Know.
I'm just talking to the new listeners, Marie, you jerk.
I'm talking to the old listeners.
Okay, well, fuck them, though. They're cool. They're always going to be here.
Well, now they're not, because you said fuck off.
Well, they hate me anyways. Well,
that's why.
We established this at the top of the show.
I like all listeners equally.
Here's the thing. Toeing the line.
How do they like you? You are way more brutal to them than I could ever be.
Because he's a veteran. Like he's a veteran that hits people with backpacks.
That's probably what it was.
All right, I have a new...
Oh, my God. And your girlfriend goes, my husband's a veteran.
Okay, I have a recent one here.
Can tweets even be mean? Your face is so stupid. I hate you, John Krasinski.
The music makes it.
Is there a Kickstarter campaign for Kevin James to never make another movie?
Okay. That is, at Julia, is, I love her.
Jesus Christ. And the thing is that, like, you kind of like see they're caught off guard because they're reading off a phone.
Yep.
Chris O'Donnell has a potato face. He does. Hashtag potato face.
Can we end the show with this, by the way?
Sure, they play no more.
I remember when the words Sharon Stone is on television brought me joy. Instead of, I hate that bitch.
Oh, these are
That's
great.
That's an honest reaction, by the way. Yeah.
That's so mean. It's amazing.
Nick Offerman's hands seem crazy small compared to his head.
I love
he's
that
a comedian, though, so he's
yeah,
laughing.
He's a comic. He's going to fucking laugh.
If I had to choose between a pie or Jason Biggs, I'd choose the pie. That dude has a dirty
and he's laughing too.
You can tell which ones are the comics. You can always tell.
Yeah, the ones who actually like get it and who the ones who don't.
The dude has a dirty dick.
What in the is up with Amy Poehler's face?
bitch looks like she survived a nuclear blast.
Great acting, Dennis Quaid. You old, irrelevant pig.
Jesus.
Dennis Quaid's off.
You know what? I wonder if more people tweet mean things to celebrities only in the hopes of getting on Jimmy Kimmel now.
True.
Aaron Paul has a small d-
Really, Mark Ruffalo? That's the face you're going with? God, this movie's gonna suck.
Hilarious.
The thing is, the mean tweets are funny too. Some of them are really funny.
They're very funny. I just hope that, like, if I tweeted something mean like that to any one of those celebrities, that they would read it with the same sad music in the background. I want my tweet to be read in that fashion.
Hank from Breaking Bad is just a fat Bruce Willis.
That's so fucking funny.
It's true.
McLovin sucks on Chode.
Boy, gay boy, I'm fed up of seeing your ugly face on my TV, you biscuit. Oh, you're not the center of the universe, stain.
Look at me, really I'm Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I was on Seinfeld, the show about white people in New York eating pickles and man.
Eating pickles and shit, man. That is exactly what Seinfeld was.
That was what Seinfeld was. White people in New York.
By the way, she's cracking up.
Larry David, exclamation point. Shut the up. You shut the up.
Larry David's another one that fucking rules.
Man, people are funny.
I'm watching the video feed because I don't have Google Hangouts. Yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus looks so much hotter now than she did on Seinfeld ever.
Yep.
The 90s weren't very kind to most
women.
Since
tonight is a night on which we'll be
I'm going to play more. I'm sorry.
Twitter
I don't care
battle.
Playing more.
I thought it would be appropriate to introduce another edition of Kanye West.
Ask me why. I hate when people ask me why I hate Selena Gomez. Like, I just do.
Wow.
John Legend seems like he cries after sex.
Jared Leto can suck my d-
That Demi Lovato song, make it stop, please.
I'd rather hear Morgan Freeman talk me through masturbation than hear Darius Rucker sing a power ballad.
Oh my God. These people are hilarious, man.
That's very
so
funny.
Mean.
Talk me through a masturbation.
What's the greatest part about this? It's like, okay, you got to assume the interns or maybe like a low-level producer is the one who has to scour the internet
of course.
For these hate tweets for whatever rando... You know, a celebrity that comes to the show so they can read these and then compile them at, like, after 6 months.
Zach Brown Band, your music used to be good and I could jam to it, but now it sucks major. Fix it, holy.
Lady Antebellum singing the national anthem actually kind of makes me hate America.
This
wow.
Fucking funny. By the way, did you so guys, I found this. A quick side note, yeah. Fun fact. Apparently, those three, Lady Antebellum, are like brothers and sisters.
And they fuck on the reg.
No, both dudes are completely gay and the girl is straight.
Really?
How weird is that? Like, have two brothers who are also both gay? I mean, I don't know how gay gene works or whatever, but.
It's
yeah.
Purely by choice.
I would have to ask the gay Professor Xavier, you fucking weirdo.
I don't know.
Pharrell looks like a sewer rat.
He kind of does.
Simple and straight to the point.
The thing is, they're picking like the mean ones, too, for these guys to read.
Pharrell looks like a booze-soaked turd wrapped in a Dumb and Dumber tux.
So Adam Levine is old.
Thinking of unfriending everyone on Facebook whose status update is Kid Rock concert was awesome.
have a little respect for yourself.
And he's laughing. I like Kid Rock now.
Mayor Hawthorne looks and sounds like a
Kesha is a crack whore.
You, Backstreet Boys,
suck my
Big Sean, more like Big Douche.
Nailed him!
Nailed it.
I don't know your music, because I don't drive a pickup, and I don't sleep with my sister. Fair enough.
Fair enough. I like him. Fair enough. Is that it? Yeah, he said, here, this Brad Paisley was pretty funny.
I don't drive a pickup, and I don't sleep with my sister. Fair enough.
Katy Perry is the perfect example of fit, but annoying as
Lil Wayne looks like a crab apple. I don't know what a crab apple is. Oh, yeah.
My big question about the Fall Out Boy reunion crap is Pete Wentz still a
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two Chainz looks like Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, that's awesome.
He does a little.
Oh, he got pissed. He didn't even take it as a joke. Some of these guys cannot
He has to take what his shtick is as a joke. You think he's just doing a bit?
Dutch, I don't care. I'm
You know, in just a few months.
It's happening.
We got 3 minutes left. This is called time filler, people.
Now, this was 3 minutes long, so it's happening.
We call it celebrity.
Well, a little.
Selena Gomez is on the radio right now. Is there a volume lower than mute? Sorry.
I saw Larry King at dinner, but it might have been just a run-of-the-mill goblin.
The best part
run
is
of the mill. That's the best part of it. Run of the mill.
Been just a run of the mill goblin.
Dr. Phil, why don't you shut the f- up, you bald-headed, big-mouth hillbilly?
Simon Cowell, you, my friend, are a. Actually, that's one of the nicest things anybody's ever said about me, and I've got a bit of a lump in my throat now. Thank you, because I really am a.
My Asian orthodontist says Jessica Biel has horse teeth.
I love her.
Wow, David Arquette got old. That's right. I did get old. This happens.
At Kirstie Alley is a dirty whore. There, I said it. Thank you.
Adam Scott. Tom Arnold, you're an inspiration to all fat dumps who love cocaine and who love to f*** fat, disgusting chicks. My hairy penis thanks you. You're welcome.
No one else finds Hayden Panettiere intolerable. Is that a question?
I'm not being mean, but why does Anderson Cooper remind me of dinosaurs?
I can see it.
It's so polite. Like, I'm not being mean, but
I don't know why it makes sense, but it makes sense.
It does kind make of does. Sense.
Hold on. Look at it, Dutch. Watch. Look at his face.
I'm not being mean, but why does Anderson Cooper remind me of dinosaurs?
Eric Stone Street, why so awkward and yelly? I'm not awkward and yelly.
Christina Applegate, you were better when you wore spandex instead of Spanx, you old slut.
Jesus.
You guys are like Lennon and McCartney, only fatter and gayer.
They're both laughing.
Tenacious D.
Of course.
I thought this was supposed to be mean tweets.
Malcolm in the middle, more like mushy in the middle. Lose some weight, Heisenberg.
Yeah. Hey, nailed it.
Hey, more like tar pit.
Sick burn, though.
More like mushy in the middle. Lose some weight, Heisenberg. I've had a good chuckle over that one. I'm coming after you, TX Grizz.
Jesus.
I don't like when he looks like that.
I can't. He's scary.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Whatever the case is, that TX Grizz fella or girl must be very happy about that.
Do you understand?
They probably have that their highlight reel now.
Forget highlight reel. That will be my ringtone.
If I had someone reading something that I wrote, but you know, I wouldn't subject myself to, like, getting that retarded.
I would.
As far as like writing tweets to people that like that I don't really know, just to try and make some kind of a highlight reel for them. So, all right, let's get out of here, you guys. Hamster, you're first on the chopping block. Why are you better?
I'm better because I know college football stinks.
Damn it.
Okay, that's not a good thing. Mitchell.
I am better than you because I don't have a potato face.
Marie.
I'm better because my toys are worth enough money to take me to Maui.
Royce.
I am better.
Stalling for time.
I don't know. I'm just tired. I am better than you because...
You have a friend like Dutch who can turn your bitter mood at the start of the show around to be a happy mood now.
No, that's not it.
Is that what I would... Okay.
Oh, man. Well, how did that rape song go? I forgot. I wanted to sing it.
Is that what you're trying to find?
See,
I know,
he already
it
repressed
up.
It.
I just forgot what this how it went. Damn it!
Hold
what
on.
Did I do? Yes! Ahem. Sorry.
Either way, okay, I am better than you because I don't care if you're a veteran or not. Don't hit my face with your backpack on an airplane.
Dumb
bitch. All right, guys, we'll see you guys tomorrow night. Don't forget, Chris Parnell is going to be calling it. Would you guys know what time?
8:30
Eastern time, Hippo Juice tomorrow night. Don't forget, obviously, awesomeness that always happens on Hippo Juice, 7 to 9 p.m.
I want to try to get a good Lauren Michaels story out of this guy,
dude. That's all I want,
dude.
That's
I'm telling you.
His thing is that, like, I'm probably just going to geek out on, like, Archer questions. So, if anything, I should just leave the interview and let you guys get the actual dirt out of him because I'll just ruin it like I would ruin it.
No, you got to be. You watch Archer, so you got to stay on.
Yeah, obviously. But
I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Oh, big ups to Punchy. That was all Punchy that hooked us up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Punchy.
Thanks, Punchy.
Well, actually,
did we not mention that at the top of it?
No,
yeah,
but I want to say
it earlier. Punchy is the one who set us up that interview. He's awesome.
Thanks, Punchy.
Don't forget to hear him with Hamster every what night, Hammy?
Friday nights from 8 to 10.
Whoa, you guys are on the station?
Can't. I'm listening to
Rain Stew Radio.
Can't listen to Live from the Morgue, Hammy. Can't.
Oh, yeah.
Our schedule's booked.
You can't. I think they have the creator of Baywatch Nights on next week.
Oh, and also listen to Punchy Saturday nights on a Nerd Hour with Ariel and Corn. Oh, wait, no, not Cornex anymore.
Uh-ohs, what happened?
Did he kick him off? What happened?
No, he quit, but anyways.
Uh-ohs, why did he quit? Did he get another big radio gig?
Yeah, I guess.
He was in the chat room tonight, too. Like, why did he quit?
He's still there.
Did E-Rock call him? Finally?
Oh, okay. Here it is. Jesus.
I got such a good laugh out of Hammy.
Whoop, whoop. All right. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening.
All right, you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
I love you, Cornex.
That's for Weiss. Don't forget to hit the producer tomorrow night. See you guys next week.
Bye.